Hello?
Hello, this is Phil. Hello, this is Phil. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your opinion matters. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we have represented everybody. May I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will probably vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
84. It'll be 85 in August.
Thank you. And please rate yourself, your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote, you may use any number between 0 and 10.
10, I will vote.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Okay. Would that be much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong, very strong.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Well, we all make mistakes. And I'm sure we're going to make more. But I think he's done a pretty good job with what he had to work with.
All right, so in this case, would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove? Which option would you choose?
Approval.
Okay, and would that be a strongly or somewhat approve?
Strong.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, under the conditions, I think it's a strong opinion that it's headed in the right direction.
Okay, so based on what you have told me, would you say that you are very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm satisfied, but it could be better.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Better for me.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two: reducing crime, combating division and racism, fighting inflation and lowering the costs of goods, creating more jobs and raising wages, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion rights, border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, or making college more affordable and forgiving a student debt?
Well, I think what needs to be focused mostly is opinions in the direction that the criminals are being treated. I think they're not giving them the right functions. The criminals are getting away with stuff that should never, ever happen.
Okay. And from the options I read to you, which one would you select? You can select up to two options.
Crime prevention and wages. Improved wages.
Thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Mark K. Robinson.
No opinion.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
99.
Tim Scott.
Fifty.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
49.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
75.
Josh Stein.
No, I don't know that person.
Republicans in Congress.
25.
Democrats in Congress.
25. Are you there?
Yes. What about Democrats in Congress?
75.
Thank you. And what about Jill Stein?
No opinion.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
I'm undecided.
Thank you. If the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Democrat Josh Stein, Republican Mark Robinson, Libertarian Mike Ross, and Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Thank you. Which candidate would you lean towards supporting? Democrat Josh Stein, Republican Mark Robinson, Libertarian Mike Ross, or Green Party candidate Wayne Turner? Lean towards Josh Stein, lean towards Mark Robinson, lean towards Mike Ross, lean towards Wayne Turner, undecided, other.
No, I'm undecided on either.
Okay, thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only little. Nothing at all.
No.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he is doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
I read nothing from Trump. Nothing.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two options. stagnant wages and raising costs, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, raising crime and violence, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the lack of quality educational opportunities.
I don't have any opinion on any of that.
Okay.
At this time.
Okay. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
That's out of my hands, too.
Okay. And growing the U.S. economy.
Growing the U.S. economy.
Correct. Growing the U.S. economy. Would Biden or Trump would be better at dealing with that issue?
I would trust Biden on any of that.
Okay.
Over Trump.
Yes. About that issue, growing the U.S. economy, which one do you think that would handle this issue better, Biden or Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. And would Biden be much better at dealing with that issue or just somewhat better?
Better.
Okay, would that be Biden much better or Biden somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Fixing the immigration system, Biden or Trump?
Trump. I'm never going to trust him doing anything racial. Right. For the grace of our people.
Okay. So in this case, based on what you have said, who would you think that this issue would be dealt better? By whom? Fixing the immigration system.
Biden.
Okay, would be Biden much better or Biden somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. And what about this issue? Who would deal with this better? The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Biden or Trump?
Biden would make better decisions on anything that they decide on. I don't care what it is.
Okay, would that be on this one? Sorry?
He's got my trust on any of decision that he has to make over Trump.
Okay. And, well, in this case, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism would be Biden much better or Biden somewhat better?
How much more of this you got? I'm getting tired of this. I don't want to discuss it anymore.
Oh, just a couple of questions more. I'll try to do this as fast as I can. Your opinion is valuable for us. Can you hear me?